I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, Chico. This is Chico Now, and our Monday show is called Helping People. My name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am your host. I also have my co-host here today, Joe Taylor. And Joe is a licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling. I am a marriage and family therapist registered intern. My number with the Board of Behavioral Sciences is IMF 69783, and I work over at Chico Creek Counseling as a marriage and family therapist intern. Today we are going to talk to you guys about when we have certain goals for ourselves or for our relationship, and while we want to do them, and we express to our significant other that we have these goals, we don't always follow that through. And there are some sort of repercussions for the relationships. So, Joe, would you like to give us one example?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I was just thinking as you were describing that often people come in and they say, well, you mentioned communication. So we want to work on communication, therapist. And so I'll teach them some skills about communication, and then they come back and give them some homework assignments. Then they come back the next week and they haven't done their homework assignment. And then there's this list of excuses. We're busy. We went out of town over the weekend. This happened, that happened. We had a big fight, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then the forward motion of what's being learned is stopped. So we have to kind of start all over again, review. And then so when that happens two or three times, then I kind of wonder, like you were bringing up, like what level of motivation does a person or a couple have when they come to counseling but then don't follow up on things like homework assignment?
Well, and I also think about the significant other who might tell their spouse, I really am working hard. I really want to be more attentive and attuned with you. I really want to pay more attention to you and do some of the things that you want to do. But then time goes by and the significant other who is on the receiving end of that promise is feeling really disheartened because they have not noticed any changes.
Right.
They have not noticed any changes whatsoever. And they think, oh, he's all talk and he's not walking his talk.
I've seen that plenty of times, too, as well, Jessica, so that one person is more motivated than the other.
Right.
And so usually, I don't want to pick on guys, but unfortunately, I think us guys are not as good at following through on these sort of things. We're not as tuned in. We're not the caregiver, the nurturer as much as the women are, if I can generalize a little bit. And so what we guys tend to do is think, well, okay, I got it. I brought her flowers and a card and life is good. I don't have to work on things. Mm-hmm. But that's usually not true, not adequate, not useful. And particularly if there's a lot of broken promises and dreams delayed, then the spouse is given up or heartsick or sad or heartbroken.
Right. Well, and it erodes trust. Because when that promise is made, I'm going to become more aware of the way that I treat you. I'm going to become more aware of the tone of voice that I use with you. I'm going to become more aware of being romantic with you. And then they don't follow that through. the person who got their hopes up, they can't trust that their significant other is going to actually be able to provide those things for them. And then discord happens in the relationship.
Well, yes, I was just thinking about that, just as you were saying, when discord happens. Yes, usually, often, let me say, not usually, but maybe often, then a fight. You know, so whatever maybe a couple came in for to work on, it's like, okay, we're fighting a lot and we need communication skills. And so we teach some fair fighting skills or some good communication skills, which is very similar. And then there's a big blow up during the week or over the weekend. And so now they're coming into my therapy office and they're still fighting over whatever it was they were dealing with over the weekend.
Because this usually is not about that. This is usually about that.
Yes.
This is not about the fight they're having.
Yes.
It's not really about the content of the fight. It's really about the underlying thing, the underlying disappointment.
Oh, those underlying issues again that we talked about.
The underlying inability to trust.
Yeah.
And when the one significant other feels like they can't trust the other one's going to meet their needs, it's offensive to the other person. They think, oh, she can't even trust me. She doesn't even trust me. And then their ego and the feeling of being disrespected starts playing in. And now they're fighting about this thing up over here, but it's really about this other thing.
The real issues are underlying.
The real issue
that.
Is that trust.
Right.
All right, guys, we are going to a commercial break, and we will return and continue this conversation. We hope you're enjoying it as much as we are having it.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People. And I would just like to remind you guys that this is a 30-minute radio show. So while we are talking about psychotherapy, therapy, psychology-type topics, it is not a substitute for therapy. If any of the things that we're talking about trigger you into thinking, oh, this is something that's going on in my life, I want to encourage you to talk to a professional about it one-on-one. You can contact Joe Taylor or myself by heading over to ChicoCreekCounseling.com, and you can schedule with us online, or you can get our contact information and send us an email or a phone call from our website, ChicoCreekCounseling.com, or any of the other therapists in your phone book or online. But don't use this radio show as your sole source if something is really, really bothering you in your life. So before we went to our commercial break, we were talking about when promises go unfulfilled by a significant other. Specifically, not a promise to take you on vacation, but a promise to improve your relationship or work on your relationship in some way to meet the significant other's needs who might be feeling a little bit left out or disheartened. And Joe had some really nice thoughts when we were talking on our commercial break about how sometimes it gets to a point of no return.
And yeah, I was talking about what I've seen over and over again over the years with pretty much always the what I call the female switch gets flipped off, and that usually happens as a result of promises after promises not kept, or disappointments upon disappointments over years. And I've seen women, wives particularly, really work at a relationship and really try to make things happen and be loving and kind to their husband or their significant other. And over the years, they keep trying, and he keeps ignoring or maybe even being abusive, either verbally or sometimes even physically. But she keeps coming back and keeps working on it, because I think that's just the way God makes people to be, women especially, to be that caring, nurturing, caregiving person. But then there comes a point, often of maybe a few days or weeks before they come in for counseling, where the wife just flips the switch. It's an emotional switch that they're done. It's over. And I'm not going to work on this anymore, and I want a divorce, and or, you know, kick the bum out, or whatever their words that they might use. But they're pretty much done. And I was just telling Jessica, I haven't seen a lot of women being able to come back from that. So I think the key thing is to, for us guys, to not push our women so far that they're not ever going to come back.
Right. Try to catch it before it gets to that point.
Exactly. So then what are some strategies to make that that better? So it's like we were talking before the break, not allow that hope to be deferred, to follow through on our promises, to be faithful as much as we can as the guy in the relationship, to try as best as we can to be that person that our the woman and our wife and our life needs.
And I think that a lot of times it's easy to look at the whole picture and say, these are the things that need to change, and make this laundry list of things that need to be changed. And that's really overwhelming. And we can have the greatest of intentions and say, I'm going to make these changes. These are going to be, our life is going to be different because I'm going to be a different person. But you're not. You're not a different person. You are still you. And we are still humans, right?
Yes.
And we're making these mistakes because that's just who we are in that moment and who we've been. And changes happen slowly. Just like if you're losing weight, you don't just go, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do everything right so that I can just be skinny.
I'm going to lose 30 pounds in a week.
Right. You have to make little changes. You have to start little by little, increasing your water, little by little, cutting out certain food groups. So the same thing that you would do with a diet, I think, is imperative to do with a relationship. So I need to be more attentive to my wife. Okay, well, what does that look like? Write that down. What does that look like to be more attentive to your wife? Well, that means each day after work, I'm going to just do a little bit. I'm going to ask her how her day was. Maybe when we're sitting and watching TV, I'm going to give her a hand massage one day a week. Just one day a week.
Something specific like that is really important for us guys to know, okay, here's two or three things I can do, specific things I can do to let her know that I care about her.
But I don't have to learn to be more attentive. I don't have to start cooking meals. I don't have to start running more errands. I don't have to do more chores around the house. You don't have to do this laundry list of all of these things all at once.
Those are two broad strokes.
Right.
Too many things.
Little things, little changes. All right, we have another commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So
welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work over at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And my co-host here today is Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. We're talking about promises that were unfulfilled in relationships, the consequences of those, and how to avoid them.
There you go. That's really important, to be able to avoid those consequences, because that is when the heart breaks.
Yes. Yes. And we didn't get into these marriages or into these long-term relationships in order to break each other's heart.
Yeah, hardly. I don't think so.
No.
That wasn't our original intention.
No, we love the person. We actually love them. We don't just like them or tolerate them. We love them.
And I think that's part of what maintains these long-term relationships, even when things aren't really going very well, because we do love, and we have that capacity, that God-given capacity to love another person and really overlook or go with the punches, if you will, even when things aren't going really, really well.
Because we're humans and things don't go really well all the time.
Yeah. Really?
We're living in relationship to other people. No,
wow, weird.
No, there's only one guy up there.
So when at the break, we were talking about ways to avoid that hope deferred, ways to avoid really breaking the heart of your loved one. And on the guy's side of it, because I'm a guy, I kind of understand how this works. We need things broken down in kind of bite-sized pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so often just, you know, two or three bullet points or three or four bullet points could help us as guys know what it is that we need to do to show the kind of love to our wife or our spouse or our significant other in such a way that they'll respond and they'll realize, hey, this person really does care. You know, we could mess up in a few other areas, but, you know, if we can demonstrate to that person that we really do care in a few of the really important ways, then that goes.
Well, I think that's either gender. I think that any time you can break it up into small, it makes it less overwhelming. The way you study for your exams in school, the way you do your housework, the way you do your eating habits, anytime you make changes, being able to break it down into smaller steps makes anyone more successful and feel less bogged down.
Absolutely. And then the other key part is, well, how do we know what it is that other person really needs?
Mm-hmm.
We could do 10 other things that maybe really doesn't speak to their heart, but finding out what really does speak to their heart is a key issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I usually like to go back to love languages.
Oh, I love the love languages.
Love languages are so important. And for us to understand those are a key element in our relationship with our spouse. So, by the way, you can go online and discover what your own love language is, if you don't already know that, and the love language of your spouse or your significant other. www.5languagesoflove.com.
I just Google it every time.
Okay.
I just Google love language quiz and it brings me to it. And I do that with my clients.
Love language quiz.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a book by Dr. Gary Chapman, who is amazing. And just everything that he does is really, really, really good.
Such a helpful idea for him to come up with this and put it in a book.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's identified the five basic languages of love.
Mm-hmm. Do you know them? I do.
Okay, go ahead.
It's touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time. Oh, it's the fifth one.
See, there you go. That's what I do. I usually get three or four, then I kind of just check out and I can't remember number five.
Gifts, gifting.
Giving gifts, giving and receiving gifts. There you go.
That's the one. That's the one that's the very bottom of my love language. So I think that's the one that doesn't stick all the time. I don't care about gifts, but when my husband does little things around the house for me, since I've been pregnant, he has been giving me pedicures. Which for my birthday, he went and bought a pedicure because now he understands the value of paying someone to do it.
It's interesting you brought up your birthday because I was just thinking. Well, I wonder what Jessica got or what she received from her guy to really indicate what you know, he was loving her on her birthday.
Yeah, my love languages are words of affirmation and acts of service. And he cooked all day. He barbecued me a tri-tip and made all of these fancy side dishes that I've been craving.
Wow, acts of service.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm an acts of service girl. So at our next episode, we're going to go in a little bit deeper to the love languages and how those can help improve your relationship, regardless of what disappointments have already been transpired. So tune in next week on Monday, and you can also find us on kkxx.net. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Joe Taylor. Have a wonderful day.